Welcome to Glamorous Trash. This is a celebrity memoir podcast where we dig into all of the glamour and all of the trash. And today we are taking a tangent, doing a Glamorous Trash Talk episode about Beyoncé's new country album. It is not out yet. This is just us talking about what it could be and also how and why Beyoncé has never and probably will never give us a memoir in book form, but how she often memoirs through her art. And so I'm going to call out some times in her documentaries and other moments that I have felt I've seen a memoir from Beyoncé. That thought is inspired by a cookie named Nick who DM'd me and said, find the memoir in her documentaries. I said, you are correct. And then we are going to discuss her upcoming country album and all the nuance around that with my guest. And because we have such an amazing pop culture guest, I'm also going to talk to them about a couple other hot topics on my mind. I just have to talk about this with someone. J-Lo's new documentary, Jennifer Garner, all my thoughts and prayers are with Jennifer Garner right now. So look to the show notes if you want to skip ahead to when the Beyoncé discussion starts. But right now, let's dive in to all of it. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now. Woo! Our guest today is an award-winning reporter, radio host, and podcaster. He currently co-hosts the award-winning podcast Vibe Check from Stitcher Podcast with Zach Stafford and Saeed Jones. Previously, he launched and hosted NPR's It's Been a Minute, and he was the founding host of NPR Politics Podcast while covering the 2016 election. He also founded the pop culture podcast Intuit at Vulture and Hot Plug, but check out my episode where I fell in love with Sam. And he has been named the best podcast host by both the Ambies and the iHeart Podcast Awards, and his work has been honored by the LA Press Club, the National Association of the LGBTQ Plus Journalists, and the National Association of Black Journalists. His written work has appeared in New York Magazine, Politico Magazine, and the Columbia Journalism Review. Please welcome Sam Sanders.
Wow, that was so nice. Thank you. I'm blushing.
What a resume. I mean, after Tracy's live show for the Stacks podcast, we were talking, I was like, you have to come on the podcast one day. And you were like, just say the book, just say the book. And here we are with Beyoncé. No book, but I did bring you Beyoncé.
I love it. I'm ready. I could talk about Beyoncé all day, every day. I am really enjoying this Beyoncé moment because I feel like Beyoncé fans have finally become Taylor Swift fans. Like, for the longest time, I thought the thing that distinguished Taylor fans from Beyoncé fans is that, like, Beyoncé fans just wait for the record. But Taylor fans do, like, numerology. I've seen Beyoncé fans starting to do numerology. What does this mean? What does that number mean? What is that? What is this? And it's like, oh, down bad.
You know, it's interesting because did you see Donald Glover's show Swarm?
I did. I had the blessing of interviewing Janine Neighbors, the showrunner, and then I was at South by last year for the premiere. I talked to the cast on stage. I loved that show.
Oh.
I loved that show.
Okay, yes. Okay, so you probably know this story then, which is that when Donald Glover was doing one of the voices for Lion King with Beyoncé and he was doing press, he said Beyoncé's fans came at him so intensely. It's what inspired him to create Swarm, which is a show about a fan who murders people. So that felt pretty intense.
As soon as Texas Hold'em was out, people who would never listen to country radio before were calling these stations nonstop, being like, play this song. I love it. The power was there. Also, the funny thing with Swarm, before Donald made the show, and I think while he was making the show, he called Beyoncé to be like, are you cool with this? And apparently she said, yeah, it's fine. Go ahead.
I love that. Okay, well, before we get into Beyoncé,
yes.
I have to commandeer this episode because a couple weeks ago, my producer, Christine, and I, we talked about J-Lo's music video internal dreamscape play.
Her Minute Maid lemonade.
God.
Twitter said that. Ooh, I can't take credit.
Need to recover from that. Yes, exactly. And we talked about it before the documentary about the making of had come out. And so, of course, I watched the documentary and I just have so many new thoughts and I need to spew some of them here. One, all I can think about is Jennifer Garner. Ben Affleck was on the road to love and stopped at a gas station with Jennifer Garner for 13 years, had a whole ass family, and is back with J-Lo in the framing of this documentary, which is, we were the greatest love story never told. We were torn apart. We couldn't be together for 20 years. Now all is right. We are back in each other's arms. And I just, like, I'm trembling thinking about fucking marrying someone and they go back to their ex and they're like,